From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump hit back on Friday against the political firestorm that has enveloped his administration over the forced separation of children from their migrant parents. Trump met with so-called angel families, families of those who had relatives killed by illegal immigrants.
They're not separated for a day or 2 days. They are permanently separated because they were killed by criminal illegal aliens.
The president blasted the media coverage of the heartbreaking images of children pulled from their parents at the southern border. In his remarks, Trump also suggested those illegally in the United States commit more crimes on a statistical basis than citizens or resident aliens. However, studies have shown that undocumented immigrants are less likely to commit a crime in the U.S. than native-born citizens. President Donald Trump said Friday that Republican lawmakers should abandon efforts to pass an immigration bill until after the November midterm elections, blaming Democrats for their lack of support of a pair of immigration measures. In a tweet, the president said Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen and women in November. Meanwhile, Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said the president still has not said what to do with the more than 2,300 children separated from their parents.
I'm happy that President Trump 2 days ago decided that he would issue an executive order. But the executive order of President Trump does not solve the problem.
Durbin said leaders need to come together, regardless of party, and develop what he called a comprehensive immigration policy. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.